Books on Tape presents A Good and Happy Child by Justin Evans. Read by Mark Deakins. All the conventions conspire to make this fort assume the furniture of home, lest we should see where we are, lost in a haunted wood, children afraid of the night, who have never been happy or good. W. H. Auden. December, last year. It was a tidy brownstone on 9th Street near my home, one that I had passed many times without noticing. Stone stairs and a comfortable warm light inside. On the sidewalk, a lady walked her dog, a bug-eyed Boston Terrier, black. She smiled at me. I wondered if she knew somehow that I was a soul in need. My recent problem made me think of an instructor I had in college, an Israeli, who was always laughing at American naivete. Was fond of saying, "With Freud, we are all poets in our dreams." To him, analysis and dream interpretation were ways of converting our little personal miseries into big, robust myths. I had no intention of doing this when I arrived at your office. My problem, while maybe uncommon, seemed more like a hang-up than a crisis. I had no wish to dramatize myself, become the hero who asks the right questions, solves the riddles, and slays the dragon in an epic sung on the streets of Manhattan. In fact, I can honestly say I had no memory of the events I describe in these pages, meaning no conscious memory, no current memory. They are things I experienced in childhood, then tucked away in a file along with the soccer games, the Christmas presents, and the illicit midnight Nutter Butters. With both my parents now dead, and no siblings, and with many old ties severed, the only way to my past led through my own mind.